any smell. You know, what can you tell us about the craft itself and the bodies?
The craft itself, I would say, maybe might have been, I don't know, sure, maybe about 20, 25 feet in length, maybe 6 feet in height, possibly about 15 feet maybe in width. There was a metallic smell, you know, around the craft. Inside the craft, it had sort of a kind of bluish, greenish light. See? There was quite a console out in front, and there was a little console in the back of the craft. As I said, I didn't go through the craft with a fine-tooth comb. I didn't spend that much time checking out all the details, see, because... as I said, we had to get that damn thing out of there, you know, and before daylight. And when we got it on the flatbed, see, which we had one hell of a time getting it out of the air because of the mud, you know, sliding all over the place. We put a tarp over it and had part of the craft exposed. See. And we went right down Main Street with it. Well, people looked at it, you know. There again, it was a common sight, you know. They would always see some craft on a flatbed going down Main Street. See, they looked at it as another plane, something like that. See, we didn't want to hide anything. See. And we went in the back entrance of the base, back to Hangar 84, and that's where it was unloaded. Lickety-split. No fanfare. No band, no flag waving or anything of that nature, you know. See? Dude, that's the, you know, you could say that's the art of deception, you know. Act yourself, you know. I mean, do everything as natural, you know, what people are accustomed to seeing. See? But if you try to spend time hiding it, they get curious.